preservation and restoration, historic preservation and restoration program that's garnered national acclaim, a stellar art department. The list goes on and on and on and on. The ways this institution enriches the community. The last few years have been pretty eventful ones. In 2008, a $5 million, I believe, $5 million bond measure was passed and led to the construction of Columbia Hall, a gleaming facility, and the rest in the renovation of Toler Hall. Columbia Hall opened up in 2010. It's been a real asset to the community. Now, on November 4th, ballot will be Measure 4176, which is an $8 million bond measure, which will help the college take yet another step forward with the restoration and renovation of Patriot Hall. Here to talk about that is Clatsop Community College President Larry Galicio. Larry, thanks for stopping by on this very, very blustery morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about 4176. Now, $8 million bond measure. What do you hope to accomplish with it?
Sure. Well, Patriot Hall has served our community for 93 years. It was dedicated on the third anniversary of Armistice Day in 1921 to all Clatsop County soldiers and veterans of all wars. And because it's 93 years old, she's showing her age.
I would imagine so.
Yes. And 25% of the building is not usable because of fire and safety concerns. It is seismically extraordinarily vulnerable. The foundation is no longer even much of a foundation at all. We have some extraordinary photographs. So we still use the other 75% of Patriot Hall. We have classroom space in there, offices. There's a gym. And it's still a usable building per se, but it is substantially degraded condition, as anyone could see. So Measure 4-176 is essentially a response to the great work of Senator Betsy Johnson and Representative Boone in passing a Senate bill that provides essentially $8 million of state money for the redevelopment of Patriot Hall. And so Measure 4-176 constitutes the required match that the state mandates in order to access the $8 million of state money to reinvest in Clatsop County and in Patriot Hall.
So it's a one-to-one match, and if you don't match it, you don't get it.
Is correct. So the legislature gives you 6 years in which to meet the match and complete the project. So it was passed in 2013, and so the project is estimated to take about 2.5 years. So the window of opportunity to access $8 million of state money and to bring it here as opposed to having it go to Portland or somewhere else is closing. So on November 4th, we will see if the voters of Clatsop County and the district from the college believe that the value proposition to access $8 million of state money, redevelop Patriot Hall, and provide economic opportunity and community public health is worthwhile.
It's pretty rare in this economic climate these days to get funding like that for higher education from the legislature.
It is. We were talking before, Oregon ranks 45th or 46th in support for higher ed. So this is an extraordinary opportunity. And, pardon me, we're very excited about this project, not only because of the physical structure to make Patriot Hall seismically sound, and so we can use 100% of the building and make it viable for the next 90 years, but the three new programs that will be housed in this building.
Talk about those.
Sure, and we've done a lot of community outreach and labor market analysis. What are the needs in the community? So number one, in a redeveloped Patriot Hall, would be a paramedic or EMT program. Right now, we have a fire science program that's very successful. A lot of those students
at the Mertz campus.
Yes, thank you. A lot of those students want to become EMT, paramedic certified as well. Right now, we send them to Portland to get that kind of training. So if you talk to Medics Ambulance, they're very excited about Measure 4-176 and the redevelopment of Patriot Hall, which would include this paramedic program. So that's number one. We'd have a new paramedic program, which would serve the community and provide living wage mm-hmm. jobs for people right here, so people stay here. Unfortunately, substance abuse and chemical dependency is a problem in our area. So the mental and behavioral health community has advocated that we begin, and we are eager to do so, a drug and counselor training certificate, a one-year certificate program to provide that kind of focused research study and then applied work with those who have those kinds of issues. So we would have a new program for drug and alcohol counselor. And finally, an exercise physiology program. You have a lot of students now who want to become personal trainers or go into
physical therapy, rehab.
Yep. And so we don't have that right now. A redeveloped Patriot Hall would see those three new programs.
And those would be job-generating programs.
Right. We've done labor market analysis and then, quite frankly, looked specifically at our community and talked to the business community advisory committees. And these are the programs that are perceived to have not just local labor demand, but these would be career opportunities for the people of our region.
And keep kids here in the community. They would, instead of going out of the area to pursue their careers, pursue yeah, their training.
Exactly. I'd love to give you an example. There's one student, Josh Corder, who's a 42-year-old, and this is one of the points that I like to really make sure people remember. As a community college, we have many 18-year-old, 19-year-old, and 20-year-old students. But the median age at the college is about 30.
Now, these are folks who are going back for training that may helps them make a career change or
right.
better equips them for the workforce.
Exactly. So Josh Corder is a great example of, I think, the opportunity we create. Is 42 years old, and he was in the construction trades for 20 years, very talented. But the bottom dropped out of the economy in 2007, 2008.
Boy, did it ever.
In that industry especially. So now he is in our very competitive nursing program. As an Iraqi vet, he is taking advantage of the new GI Bill. And his goal is to ultimately go on and become a family nurse practitioner and then come back and live here and serve the people of our community. So this is the purpose of the community college, right, is to provide opportunities for workforce training and education, and he's a perfect example.
Now, a refurbished Patriot Hall, a renovated Patriot Hall, what would there be community access to the facilities there and the programs there?
Absolutely. So we are the community's college, and we want to serve the community, and we have many people in the community who don't take calculus or history, but they do yoga and other things like that, or music and art. So a redeveloped Patriot Hall will be an incredible facility on several fronts. Number one, for public health and fitness, we will have the only indoor track in the area. We'll be on the third floor, and we'll have a spectacular vista.
That would be great for a day like today.
Right.
It's where pouring down rain. Maybe you want to go out and take a walk.
Right. You go to a lot of communities, and you see, especially seniors, who walk around the mall.
Yes, mall walkers.
We don't mm-hmm. really have that.
No, we don't.
Not a large enough mall. So this would provide an indoor track with a spectacular view that could be utilized by seniors and others, quite frankly, to stay in physical condition. It will also have studios for yoga, Pilates, and other things. It'll also have a new gymnasium. And so in addition to the physical fitness capacity, it also provides capacity for the college to host conferences and to attract events and things that we currently cannot house. So 480-seat retractable bleachers will be part of it. Plus, you could put seats on the gym floor. We have the opportunity for conferences and other events from either visitors coming here or for the local community.
Now, a voter, a property owner in the taxing district is going to say, okay, what's it going to cost me
yes,
personally?
Absolutely. So two things I would say. Number one, there's a website called friendsofpatriothall.com, friendsofpatriothall.com. There's a calculator where you can put in your
property value.
You put in your assessed property value. It will give you the monthly and annual costs so people can make an informed decision. Wedbush Securities did an analysis. The median assessed value for a residential property owner in Clatsop County is $200,000. That's assessed value. For a median $200,000 assessed value property owner, it will cost $1.72 per month, less than a cup of coffee at the Pig and Pancake.
You should, or anywhere.
Yes, or $20.66 per year for us to access the $8 million, redevelop Patriot Hall. And again, community members could utilize it by merely signing up for one credit of PE. You don't have to take calculus. You don't have to be a full-time student. You don't have to do a lot of homework. You just sign up for one credit of PE, and you have access
like
to the
community
facility.
One of the community learning classes, for
sure,
instance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just one credit PE class is what you would do. You know, the board and the college staff and faculty, pardon me, looked at many different options. What was fantastic about this option is, number one, we fulfill the promise that was made in that 1921 dedication to all Clatsop County veterans, and we keep Patriot Hall. We're very excited about that.
You don't
that.
Knock it down. It's still there.
It's still there.
With the dedication.
With the dedication. So. And we're going to place the dedication by the door in the new entrance. Number two is, it's a short-term economic stimulus. $8 million of state money plus the local bond here, those are construction jobs, and our goal is to employ as many local contractors as possible. And then third, there's the long-term economic opportunity and training for living wage jobs, plus the added benefit of the public's ability to access an incredible facility for public health and education.
It seems to me that it kind of helps the transition the area is making from what used to be a resource extraction economy based on timber and fishing to a more broad-based economy. Right now, we're pretty much a tourism and service-based economy, but I don't think that's really sustainable or stable over the long term. We need to lay a foundation for a more diversified economy, if you will.
I don't know anyone that does not support a diversified economy. I mean, a diversified economy is so we need all of the above. And so I hear a lot of people when I'm out and about saying, gosh, why are our young people leaving? Well, for a variety of reasons, but adding these types of living wage jobs and career opportunities and programs, plus having an incredible facility at the college. I mean, just the newer campus that we have. When high school students come and see the college, they understand it's a real campus. This would transform the campus for not only the students, but for the community, and is an investment in the next 90 years.
Now, Patriot Hall originally, was that part of the Astoria High School?
Correct. It was. We redeveloped Patriot Hall, which is now over 100 years.
Toller Hall.
Pardon me. Thank you. Toller Hall, which is over 100 years old. Yes, Patriot was part of the original high school, and then when that high school was built, so it became part of the college when the college emerged in 1958. And so, you know, this is an area, we're the only community college in Oregon that has a historic preservation and restoration program.
Yeah, as I mentioned in the introduction, that's garnered national attention.
Right.
And it's nationally known.
Right. And so this is, you know, recognizing our history and the dedication to all Clatsop County vets and maintaining a Patriot Hall is really important for the college and I think for the community.
It's kind of a legacy.
It is. And, you know, this is the third phase of the college's master plan. The college board recognizes very well economic capacity is always a challenge, and we want to be sensitive to, you know, all of our financial challenges. That's why this has been a phased-in approach. And we don't control when the legislature will release money. Well, they've released $8 million, essentially, and so we want to take advantage
of that. And it's got an expiration date on it.
It does. We have to complete the project and get the match before that 6 years is up, or we lose both.
It's there, and who knows if it'll ever come back again or when it'll come back again.
Right. So I will go to the legislature in fall of 2015, and they will ask me, so how are you doing with your match and your building? And I'll be able to provide one of two answers.
Yeah. And if you're just joining us, just a reminder, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns on Coast Community Radio, KMUN in Astoria, KTCB in Tillamook. I'm David Paul in for Donna Quinn this week, talking to Clatsop Community College President Larry Galizio about the upcoming vote on Measure 4-176, an $8 million bond measure to refurbish, renovate, restore Patriot Hall on the Clatsop Community College campus. Now, you mentioned for $200,000 of property valuation would work out to $1.72 per month. About what per thousand property valuation does this come to?
Exactly 10 cents.
10 cents.
Per $1,000 of assessed value.
One dime per $1,000 of valuation.
Yeah, so to give you a little context, Tillamook Bay Community College is one-third the size of Clatsop Community College in terms of students and building. The residents of the Tillamook Bay Community College District currently pay 16 cents per 1,000 of assessed value for that community college. Here, for capital construction, we pay 6 cents per 1,000 of assessed value for capital, for structural. This would add a dime to that. This would make the residents of Clatsop County even with the residents of Tillamook Bay at 16 cents per 1,000 of assessed value for capital construction support of its community college. Contrasting with Portland Community College, where it's 45 cents per 1,000 of assessed value, they passed a $347 million bond. We're looking at a little less ambitious $8 million bond because we understand the district and the needs, and this is a severe need. So we don't go out with this, you know, sort of lightly. And we understand it's a concern when you're asking people to increase revenue.
Yeah, and some people are on fixed incomes,
right.
finding a little extra money.
You know, to the credit, and I certainly don't take credit for this because this predated me, but if we were to pass 4-176, the redevelopment of Patriot Hall, of the $45 million in structural renovation and building at the campus that you've seen over the last decade, 27% of that would have been paid by the public in the forms of property taxes. The remaining dollars have been grants or the college borrowing money. So for about $45 million, we're asking the public to pay 27% of the cost of that. The rest is being borne by the college in terms of indebtedness or foundation grants and other kinds of monies or student tuition and fees.
Now, you mentioned that the college has incurred debt for the capital improvements of the campus. I'm guessing that perhaps it wouldn't be fiscally responsible to acquire any more debt.
It would not. The college, quite frankly, before I got here, was going to lose its accreditation.
Oh, really?
It was going to lose its accreditation because it was not ADA accessible and the campus was falling apart. So thanks to the voters and people in this community, they wanted the community college.
And that was just because of the physical infrastructure.
Yes.
That it was going to lose accreditation.
It
not
was.
Because of the quality of the programs.
Correct.
I had no
not
idea.
Not ADA accessible. So because of the Jerome Campus Redevelopment Project, $5 million of which was a bond, it was a $30 million project, a lot of borrowing was done. So we pay $600,000 plus on debt service right now. To pile on more debt for the college would be fiscally irresponsible. So this is a way to spread the costs across the entire 37,000 member district and to make an investment for the future.
Wow, I had no idea that accreditation had ever been in jeopardy.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
So
the money's on the table, and it's got an earmark. It's earmarked. It's got an expiration date.
Yeah, and this is something else that is important for people to be aware of. It is not legally possible for this college or the board to use the $8 million of state money for anything except
construction.
Except this construction project. We can't use it to hire faculty members or to reduce tuition. We can only use it for capital construction. And part of that is the idea that this will create construction jobs and an investment and an injection of, well, basically $16 million of economic activity plus the longer term. So
it's an economic stimulus package as well.
Yeah, that one of the legislature made that very clear why they were doing it. You know, we're not the only community that has the opportunity for this, but it's spread all around the state. It's a question of which communities want to take advantage of that economic stimulus.
Now, this is phase three in the long range master plan for the college. What would be phase four?
Phase four, boy, I'm so focused on phase three. Would be probably parking, some kind of a parking structure. But that's, pardon the metaphor or the pun, but it's down the road.
Down the road.
You know, there are parking challenges that we have. But having come from Portland Community College or having gone to Lane Community College or any of the community colleges in Oregon, comparatively, the parking problem that we have at Clatsop is not severe. We currently do not charge students to park, which is also, I think, advantageous for students. It's the idea of we want to be an accessible mm-hmm. institution. This is phase three, and phase three will last quite some time. We would not be going back to the voters in the near term, certainly not. This building is falling apart. This is a great opportunity. My concern is that, we all have a very thick ballot with a lot of ballot measures, and
mm-hmm. yes,
measure 4-176 is probably at the very end. People are going to be getting their ballots today yeah. and tomorrow. They've got to go all the way down and vote to the end. So one of my biggest concerns is that it's called the undervote, right? Where you vote for governor and you vote for mayor and then you vote for,
senator.
And right. But then you don't go down to the rest of the ballot. So I want people to, this is a big decision for people in our community. It's about the future. It's about $8 million of state money. It's about redeveloping Patriot Hall. I mean, it's a huge...
It's about jobs.
It is. It's a huge question.
Jobs.
So I would urge people to do their homework, study the issues, and, tonight, great opportunity tonight at our South County Center, which is in Seaside, right near the Human Bean. I'll give them a
right.
plug.
down on Roosevelt Street.
Down on Roosevelt Street at our South County Center. Tonight from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at CCC's South County Center, the architects of the redevelopment of Patriot Hall will be there to do a presentation and then to get input. We want community input and feedback about what they would like to see in a redeveloped Patriot Hall.
So nothing is set in stone as far as plans and construction just yet.
There's still flexibility. I mean, we've been doing community outreach and looking at what the needs are, but the project is not 100% solidified. We know we have certain needs for the paramedic program, for other programs, but we are eager for community feedback and input. So again, tonight at the South County Center between 6 and 7:30 p.m., it's free. You can come and go as you please. The architects will be here.
And I imagine you and the community college board,
yes,
will be there as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're eager to answer questions and get feedback and input and information. I mean, as a community college, we see our mission as helping civic engagement and participation in education. We want people to make informed choices. So, unlike many campaigns that you see, our goal is clarity.
Transformation.
We believe the more people understand this project and what it's about, the better it is for everybody.
Now, just out of curiosity, as far as funding goes, where does Clatsop Community College rank relative to other community colleges across the state?
We receive about 0.66% of the entire community college support fund from the state, and it's based on the number of students you have.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So as the pie keeps shrinking, the metro areas grow. So the more students at PCC, Lane, and Clackamas, the less money that flows to us.
To the other?
Yes.
There are 17 altogether.
17 community colleges. So as those communities expand and grow exponentially, we get less money, less state money. That's why this is a particularly important election and decision, because we do have the opportunity to get $8 million for us.
And I would imagine that the three additional programs would have a tendency to attract more students, hence a bigger share of the pie.
Not only will it serve the current students, but it will attract more students and will be a place for students to stay connected. The research is clear. The more students are at the campus making connections with faculty, staff, and other students, the more likely they are to succeed and complete, get degrees, and move on.
So 4176 coming up on the November 4th ballot. And again, that information session is going to be tonight.
Tonight at South County CCC's South County Center in Seaside on Roosevelt, right near the Human Bean. And it's from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. with SRG Architects.
And websites?
So Clatsop Community College has a website where we have high-resolution photos of the project, plus Friends of Patriot Hall has that calculator where you can figure out how much assessed value would cost.
And can they shoot you an email, too, if need be?
Sure. Stop me on the street. Talk to anyone at the college. I'm
Hopefully you'll have an umbrella stop him on the street.
Yeah,
today.
I'm the one wearing the button. And sure, contact the college. Absolutely.
Well, Larry, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Oh, my pleasure.
November 4th, folks, the general election. Ballots will be in the mail today and coming to your mailboxes today or tomorrow. Watch out for them. And that's about all the time we have for Talk of Our Towns. Next week, Donna Quinn will be back with a very interesting interview with author Peter Stark. He's the fellow who wrote that great book, Astoria, about the Astor Overland and sea parties that came to found this settlement of ours. That'll be next week and Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. on Talk of Our Towns. Thank you for listening.